producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I will welcome Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a few minutes with his weekly update on what's going on in medicine. Plus, he's going to give you a full update on my healthy body, which was...
I've been waiting all day.
We all have, yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
You hear that noise?
Okay. What's the noise?
Can you identify the mystery sound of Christmas? Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, she's wrapping presents.
Good for you.
That's curling.
That's
very
curling.
Good.
Well, I was going to either guess that or scotch tape coming off of the roll.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Listen, here we go.
Very good. So how many people realize that St. Nicholas has been around since the 4th century? St. Nicholas, the idea of somebody delivering presents. The Catholic Church came to be in about the 4th century. And that's when they took over shortly thereafter, some of the pagan holidays and put them all into one. The holiday we now call Christmas and always Christmas. But the idea of presents being distributed, actually, many people think started with the wise men. The idea of frankincense and myrrh. And what was the other thing that they brought? Frankincense, myrrh, and...
Gold.
Gold.
And Taco Bell.
And a Taco Bell certificate.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It was brought, yeah. That all started back in the 4th century, 8th century, 12th century. It's been going on for a long, long time. But many people think that St. Nicholas... Actually, there were those people... When I was a kid, I remember the Coca-Cola bottles and some people suggesting that the Coca-Cola bottles... you had a picture of St. Nicholas with his the beard and everything on the Coca-Cola bottle, that's when Santa Claus first appeared. But that's, how it's been used commercially. The image of St. Nicholas has been used commercially. And think about it. From when you were a child to today, how many times have you seen that image used? And has it been connected with just the fun of Christmas time, or has it been connected with commercialization of Christmas time? I think that's there's so much commercialism around this thing, and we've tied them together so that things don't seem good at Christmas unless we have a good commercial retail season, which, by the way, is something that has happened this season. We've had a good one. Why is everybody so quiet?
Because we're listening to you talk about how
really?
Christmas is tied to commercialism.
Okay.
Way to bring in the spirit, buddy.
I know.
It's not springtime.
Do you want to ring a bell?
Oh, will you stop it?
You're right, though. I mean, he's right. But
I actually had
this conversation yesterday with someone, and I'll tell you what happened, but I think I'm going to throw up a little in my mouth when I say it.
Really?
I'm actually contemplating next year doing a gift-free Christmas.
Very good for you.
No.
Getting or giving?
Giving.
Never happened.
Here's the thing. I give gifts to... Because I like to tell people that they're important to me, so I give a lot of gifts. And this year,
Wait a minute. Okay, here's where this stops. This really drives me nuts about you. There is not a better human being on the planet that I know of than you.
I can think of a couple, but she's up there.
I mean, I'm Mother Teresa.
Meredith out of the equation, and some of the other people,
and a few other people, a short list,
and my dead dog, and
Oh, seriously, you're right up there. So why in the world would you think that people would think better of you because you got them Christmas presents?
It has nothing to do with what people think about me. It's did you hear me say it's because I like to show people that they're important to me.
Oh.
So I give people a gift because it is the thoughtful thing to do when people are in your life and a part of your life. And
so that means that I'm not thoughtful because I'm not giving you a gift.
Right. Don't worry, you're still on the list of the top 50 most of my favorite people. Behind Meredith and a dog.
I honestly feel it. I'm not very important to Jennifer until I open that bottle of wine that she's
right.
Me every
that's
year.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think, you value me as a human being because you haven't sent me
right.
anything.
That's
you know what? You guys are going to love my idea. You ridicule
me. I will know that you care about me.
Then you're going to love my idea for next year because it's over, kids.
Over.
So next year when you're like, where's my gift? I'm going to say, you know what? Last year you were laughing at me. It's over. No, but I just think it gets out of hand, you know? It's like
it does get out of hand.
Especially because I try to really think things through for people, and so it's a lot. And I've gotten into giving excursions to people, so I was thinking maybe that's what it's going to be. Maybe instead
I had one of those about 4 years ago. It was a diesel-powered excursion.
Those are nice. Yeah, right. You get a car, and you get a car. Anyway, I'm done telling you. That's my thing.
Yeah. In a moment,
I love to get them too. But.
Thank you, Jennifer. Merry Christmas.
Hey,
in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to give you too much information about me and the condition of my body, and probably a couple of other things that are relevant.
That'll
to
also
medical
make me throw up a little too.
News this week. As we work through all
the beauty of it is. What he found out about Doug will help us all understand what we need to do for our health a little better. So that's why you should stay and listen, because nobody really cares about what Doug's body is doing.
I do.
No, right. All right, so that's next. Dr. Ken, you're on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a holiday gift? Luxury and lifestyle expert Marilee Kearns List.
Adult coloring books are hot, and Michaels is the headquarters for them. More than 175 titles, along with great coloring pencils and markers. They've even got free meetups at Michaels.
What about the guys?
Something luxurious and useful. Starting at under $50, Gillette Shave Club delivers high-quality razors, blades, and cartridges right to his door. Members get special deals and chances at prizes from Major League Baseball, Marvel, and the NFL.
And for the foodies?
Something savory and sweet. Rolled Gold's limited edition holiday dip pretzels are back in four amazing flavors. And America's favorite chips, Lay's Wavy Originals, dipped in chocolate, are back. It pairs America's favorite potato chip with chocolate, so who wouldn't love that?
And for an elegant gift.
Ultra Premium 2015 Patron Silver Limited Edition Tequila. A gorgeous 1-liter bottle adorned with the iconic Patron BN Pewter. Delicious straight or added to your favorite party punch.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
The magic.
Hey, you said I could come back.
I did. Excuse me. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Let me do my thing. Okay, ready? 15 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
No, don't start it with the time.
Wait.
Just start it with time.
Hey, I heard that we're supposed to give the time a lot. All right, fine. Time now to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And you know, on the Good Day Show, our little fearless leader, Doug Steffen, ventured and took the long trip to go see Dr. Ken Kronhaus to allow Dr. Ken to go poking around in the mothership.
Otherwise, known as Doug's body.
Temple. The temple of Doug. Okay, sorry, I just wanted to call you the mothership. You can have it.
The temple of doom.
That depends on which end of the temple you're on.
So what'd you find, Dr. Ken? Anything good in there?
Just a lovely sight to see.
Clean and pink, right? Everywhere.
That's it. Okay. All right, so I've had my checkup. I'm fine and dandy. Meredith's checked up. She's fine and dandy. Meanwhile, Americans are drinking themselves to death at record rates. Not exactly Merry Christmas stuff, but the reality is, as we get into New Year's, this is a season when a lot of people are drinking, so maybe you might want to temper your drinking a bit, Ken, huh?
Exactly. CDC reports this week that Americans are drinking themselves to death in record numbers. More than 30,700 people died from alcohol poisoning and cirrhosis of the liver, Doug, last year. And when you factor in deaths from alcohol-related driving under the influence, the total number of alcohol-related deaths, it rises to more than 88,000.
Woo! Wow. Okay, a couple of breast cancer items that are not to be dismissed. One of them has to do with this link that was found between your gums and what's going on in the rest of your body.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention this week. Postmenopausal women with gum disease, Doug, they're more likely to develop breast cancer and face increased risk if they have a history of smoking. Previous research has linked periodontal disease to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, as well as oral, esophageal, head, neck, pancreatic, and lung cancers. Smoking history, even for women who quit 20 years before the study, was shown to significantly increase the risk for breast cancer in women with gum disease.
All right. So now there's a move afoot because breast cancer is happening younger and younger all the time. What happens with somebody who has breast cancer if a woman has either been pregnant once, wants to get pregnant again, what happens to their fertility?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. The chemotherapy, it can affect a young breast cancer patient's fertility, sending her into premature menopause. So in many cases, Doug, doctors provide patients with hormonal therapy during chemo to prevent this side effect. The most reliable way in 2015 to preserve a patient's fertility is through egg harvesting prior to chemotherapy and in vitro fertilization. But those who cannot afford this procedure can choose to receive hormonal therapy.
Wow, that's pretty astounding, isn't it, huh? It's gotten to that point. That's amazing news. Speaking of amazing news, Dr. Ken wants to spend a minute talking to you about how you can beat the odds if you're spelling beat, B-E-E-T. This is a powerful, not a medicine, and maybe not even a supplement. This is an all-natural product called Super Beats that Ken's got wrapped up and put a bow around for you to understand how great it is for you to be on this program.
As we make our New Year's resolutions to have good health, you can't have head-to-toe outstanding health without having adequate nitric oxide production in your body. This is the third gas, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide, that everybody needs to know about. It's going to rewrite the textbooks. The Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide in 1998. It's a signaling molecule that's used from head to toe. It's important for the circulation. It's important for the immune system. Everywhere you look in the body, nitric oxide is necessary. The body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. You need the building blocks of nitric oxide, dietary nitrates to continuously make it. There's products to keep that level up from the company that Doug's going to tell you about. There's also a product if you want a boost of nitric oxide with your workout to help you get the oxygen throughout the body.
Well, Neo 40 is the product. Gets it started immediately. A little capsule, crystallized Super Beats. Put it in your tongue, and it distributes itself quickly around your body. Gives you a charge of energy. But this product, along with the Super Beats, opens up your arteries so that the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. You can get it by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Time now for us to review the top sounds of Christmas from the soundsofchristmas.com. Ken Kessler's Christmas website has thousands of Christmas songs. So explain again, Kenny, if you will, how this site works. How do you come up every day with a different list of the most downloaded or most listened to tunes that you have available for people on the soundsofchristmas.com?
Well, it's like a radio station, except that it's on the internet. You go to soundsofchristmas.com, and you click on the tree that's right there, and a little player pops up, and you can listen, and you listen to the music. And if there's something that you like, you can click on the thumbs up to say that you like it. And if you don't like it, you click on the thumbs down. And lots of people do that all day, all night, and it sends me the information, and it rates all the songs by who got the most thumbs up.
Okay, so these are the thumbs-up songs from the last 24 hours. Top 10 thumbs-up songs
right
from the soundsofchristmas.com. Number 10, you're listening to Darius Rucker, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from last year. Number 9 is Mulberry Lane and the Christmas in the Car from 2008. Number 9.
My radio on, Christmas in the Car.
I don't know this song, but I like it. Right, so one of the other songs we've heard a good deal of this Christmas season is the number 8 most listened to and downloaded song on soundsofchristmas.com. Brian Setzer's orchestra with Yabba Dabba Yuletide this year.
Merry Christmas.
Brand new song.
And a happy holiday to you.
Creative. What a clever thing.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't this clever?
He's really good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Oh, yabba, 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 yabba. Okay. Number 7 is, I'm surprised at this one. This is the second time this has shown up in the top 10 from the Sounds of Christmas. Queen, and thank God it's Christmas. First recorded at least 1984.
I said this the other day.
Can't
yes,
get over
Christmas.
Can't wrap this up around Queen. Christmas.
Yeah, Queen Christmas songs.
Doesn't seem to equate or compute. Number 6 computes for sure. This is from his first Christmas album, Stevie Wonder.
Someday at Christmas.
Beautiful. A lot of great Christmas.
Boy,
toys. Playing with balls like kids play with toys.
Perfect stuff.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are
great,
free.
Great musical things. So that's number six. Let's get to the top five on the soundofchristmas.com website. This is Pledge Drive and Christmas Rhapsody from 2003. This really
doing a take on
this?
Queen.
Yeah. This is a band called Pledge Drive.
It really is. Not Queen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clever.
Santa, been really bad. Been writing on the wall. Yeah. Broke a window with my phone.
So, Santa, there are a number of new songs that are being reflected. It's the beauty of Kenny's website. Go check it out, soundsofchristmas.org. I'm sorry, .com. But this year we have four or five songs that have been pretty popular consistently. I think it's the third time we've found Roger McGuinn in the top 10. It's been pretty consistent, hasn't it?
Yeah. He puts up a new Christmas song for free every year on his website.
Good for him. All right, so that's Roger McGuinn from the Turtles, Angel We've Heard on High. Number four this week, Dean Martin from 1966. Okay, number two, Dick Van Dyke and the Fantastics, Old Fashioned Christmas.
How I wish.
Been doing well. And number one on the list today, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, I Believe in Father Christmas from 1975 on the soundsofchristmas.com website.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative. Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
I know what's up.
Kath and I knew that Jenny'd been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
At the hour with the Doug Steffen Good Day Christmas Eve program. Jennifer Horn is here, and I'm so pleased about her being here with us. Hopefully she'll be with us tomorrow as we do this program live on Christmas Day. Rich McFadden will not be here, be with his family, which makes nothing but sense. Kenny, I've forgotten whether you decided you were going to be here or you weren't going to be here. Were you
gonna be? I'm gonna be with Lisa and her family tomorrow morning.
Lisa and her family, what an outrage.
An outrage.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
Oh.
When all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With an old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, their coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane flies, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, In a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe, and his clothing were all tarnished with ashes and so. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, as he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll, small mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me knowledge I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, not anything, went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then he turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Done.
Rich. Just was crying. Stop.
Oh, what in the world?
Did I interrupt something?
No.
He is so sad.
No, I'm actually quite happy.
Why were you crying?
I missed
the last
minute.
I think it's very emotional. I think it's a very emotional piece for many people.
I prefer Hickory Dickory Dock.
The mouse ran up the clock. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. There's hardly a soul alive who can't identify with this description of Santa Claus. And I think that we all bring ourselves back to our childhood to a point which is part of the wonder of Christmas, is it not? It isn't so much, I mean, yeah, Richie goes to the mall with his children, and we have our love time with the people that we care most about. That's all swell. But as an adult, I think what happens more often than not, excuse me, is that you go back to those times. And many of us think, I think maybe most of us think, that at some point in our childhood, life was better than it is as an adult. I'm not sure that's true, but I think a lot of people think that way. This was a poem that was written by Clement Moore, was published anonymously under the newspaper editor's title, Account from a Visit of St. Nicholas. It first appeared, I think it was on this day in 1823, in the Albany Troy newspaper, Albany, New York. And so it had been written actually the year before, and had appeared in the newspaper, but it was sort of an op-ed piece. And then it appeared in a more prominent position the next year. And its popularity is still today, I think, with not just traditionalists. I just think that it's something cool to have. And I've done that every year on the air with probably the same results, Jennifer, for as many years, Richie, as I've been doing this program. I think.
So what was your favorite Christmas? Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Ooh, what a great question.
And I'd ask that to you, too, Rich and Ken.
My favorite
Christmas. I was 11 years old. I got my first guitar.
My favorite Christmas. I have to give that a thought because it doesn't pop into my mind quick. I will tell you that my favorite Christmas memories as a child, and they hold till today, we're going to my aunt's house in Wellesley, Massachusetts. She had and her family had a tradition that it became Christmas for us, for my two sisters and me. And when she died, that stopped, and so did Christmas, kind of in a way. I remember we loaded up the car. My father had no other relatives. This aunt, my father was an orphan. He grew up in South Boston. And two of his aunts took him in. and didn't raise him, but I mean they were influential, and so he was always closest to this aunt. So I guess it would be like going to a grandmother or your grandmother grandparents' house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I remember that it was a way for me to escape from whatever realities were actually going on. That's a horrible thing to remember. This is coming into my mind at the moment.
I get that. I get it.
The stuff that went on between my mother and father sort of was put aside, and the focus was on my aunt and her house. She had a beautiful house in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and a big, beautiful, full tree every year. It seemed like the tree almost consumed the whole room. They had a sort of a pilot room on the back side of the house. It was a round room that had seating all the way around it. So you could have everybody in the room eating things for Christmas or opening the Christmas presents, and everybody was sitting around this magnificent, huge tree that was in the middle of the room. And so I remember this lasted until my aunt, I think she died when I was 11. So that happened for all the years I remember, from my first memories, at least until I was 11. And then after that, Christmas just didn't seem to have the same meaning. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you, as you asked me, Jennifer, I'm just trying to go through college memories and when the children were small, we had good, really good Christmases, because it was something that Tony, my former wife, was good at creating, and so the memories of that time were good. And then after that, when we were divorced and the kids would be with me part of the Christmas day and with her part of the Christmas day, I'd set up the tree and lights and that sort of thing, and then I had them do it. And certainly when they got into high school years, they sort of lost interest in it. And so, you know, that's sort of the chronology. And I don't think I enjoyed, I'm pulling this all out of my memory bank, but I don't think I enjoyed another Christmas until a couple of years ago. I think it was 3 years ago at this time. When Meredith got a huge tree, we got it together. We set it up in my big room, the back room of the house, and she was, I came home from, I don't know, I was working on the farm or something, but it was dark outside, so she couldn't see me. And she was up on a ladder, and that's how tall the tree was. This is a big room, and it has a really high ceiling. So she was decorating it, and I just watched her. It's cool. So, what about you, Kenny? That's a good question.
I'm not sure which is my favorite, but one of my favorite Christmas memories was the first Christmas that I got out here and became part of my new family.
Oh,
and it was very late on Christmas Eve. We had been out somewhere with the kids looking at lights and stuff. And they came home very sleepy, and Reno really wanted to open a present, but he was so tired. And he's falling asleep on the stairs saying, "Just one present."
Oh,
it was so cute.
Did he call you Dad? What did he call you?
No, they both have always called me Ken.
Ken, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's a great meaning. Richie, you've got so many meanings, so many memories, I'm sure, because of your children, but do you go back to your own childhood with your memories?
Yeah, like I said, when I was 11 years old, I got my first 11. Guitar, and that was just, it just hit me. Tears, what? The whole thing. I was so happy.
Yeah. Aw, that's cute. You cried over your guitar?
I was so happy. I still have that guitar.
I'm trying to picture you. I think maybe you might bring tears to our eyes when you play the guitar. I don't remember.
That would definitely happen.
Yeah. Ever seen? I don't.
My whole life has been a waste.
Tears in your
all
eyes.
All I've ever wanted to do is be a good guitar player, and I'm not.
Rich could probably isn't a crier, arrange that. But he's sensitive. Rich is a sensitive guy. He sucks it all in. But
Does he?
You don't have to be a crier to be sensitive.
No, you don't.
You don't have to be sensitive to cry.
Thank
either.
You, Bobby. Either thank that. You, Daddy. I've always wanted one of these.
All right, so what about you, Jen? You asked the question.
You know, I think probably for me, childhood was always the best. You know, I'd spend a ton of time at my grandparents' house, and Christmas Eve was the night that they'd actually come to ours. And so my mom and I would go to church at 4 o'clock. We'd go to the children's liturgy at my church, and we'd come home about 5, and my mom would start dinner.
What's the difference between children's liturgy?
You would
and
love
adult
it.
Liturgy.
Well, it was the children's liturgy is when the kids actually put on the mass. So, like the students at the school I went to would be in the mass. It would be a children's choir, really cute and
so
cool.
So it's a pageant,
right? Sure. Well, it's a regular church service. It's just the kids do the readings, the kids do the singing. The priest usually brings the kids up on the altar for the homily. So it's church light almost. And so that was kind of my mom and I. That's our tradition. So we still do that. So we go to church at 4. We come back. My mom would start cooking, and I'd sit in the window, and I would just wait. And you know when you're little, how things just seem bigger than they really are?
Yes.
I felt like our driveway had like this hill in it. And I'd wait, and I'd see my grandparents' car. It was a 71 Cougar that my grandmother called a little car.
Well, they were.
And
those were small cars then.
Like a cream-colored, it was cream-colored, almost yellow. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember waiting in the window, sitting on my knees on the chair, waiting for that big old boat of a car to come pulling into the driveway. You see, the front of the car arrive 10 minutes before the rest of them got there because they pull so slowly into the driveway. Yeah. And for me, that was just so cool to have them at my house. That was, a big deal. And I think probably my most memorable Christmas as a kid, and I think I've shared this story with you, is... You know, I was at an age where I was kind of unsure. I was questioning Santa, and I had my suspicions confirmed that Santa was real one year because there were actually boot marks from the fireplace to the Christmas tree and back again. And I got an IOU from Santa because it was a really popular year for the pumpkin farm, which I wanted. And Santa said, you know what, my elves ran out, but on your birthday, I will have something waiting for you. And sure enough, I woke up on my birthday that year, and Santa had left me a present.
Santa's a good old boy.
Yeah.
And
a lot of fun.
That. All right, but aren't these good? These are, and the reason we tell you these stories, folks, all of us, is because we want you to think along the same lines as well. Merry Christmas, 48 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology gifts and trending toys are always on the gotta-have list. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with companies to tell you about her top 5 gadgets. What's a great gift for music lovers?
It's rugged, waterproof, and it's got long battery life. The wireless UE Boom 2 speaker lets you take your music with you. Tap controls to start or skip songs and put it in the bottle holder on a bike or in your backpack.
How about new laptop and storage solutions?
The latest is the super-fast Samsung Ativ Book 9 Spin with a 360-degree hinge to use as a laptop and then switch to tablet mode for watching content on the high-res touchscreen. Portable, too, at only half an inch thick with an HDMI port for connecting to your TV. And for that friend who takes tons of smartphone photos and videos, the SanDisk iXpand flash drive transfers them off the phone or iPad and onto the computer so they don't have to delete anything to free up space.
Any cool gifts to monitor our health?
Here you're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water a day, but who can keep track of that? The Thermos connected hydration bottle with smart lid can. It tells how much you've consumed and syncs with their app to get real-time tracking or alerts if you're not drinking enough.
What you got for kids?
Samsung Kids is a subscription service available on the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 Lite tablet with fun educational apps and content with no worry for parents. There's no ads or in-app purchases.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Like a pretty pointless exercise, Brian.
I know, but I just thought as long as we were here, might as well stop by and say hello to the old guy. Look at him.
Why?
Well, let's just say for the sake of argument that there is a Santa Claus and that you don't believe in him. Is it worth the risk that you might not get anything for Christmas this year?
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I could make guesses.
Then there'd be some hope for me. I can't. I'm finished.
Hey, hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
So one more clip, Brizzy.
Sure.
Listen carefully. Together. That's it?
Together, we're going to prove that there is a Santa Claus and that you're him.
Ah.
Okay, guys, calm down.
So this is Natalie Cole from a remake of a very famous Christmas movie. You figure it out. You get our Mannheim Steamroller pack as a prize. 888-302-3684. Natalie Cole with Jingle Bells from this movie that was sort of a re-release in the mid-1990s. That's enough information, Kenny, isn't it, for people to get onto the first page? What is this? It's from a movie that's a remake of a marvelous Christmas tradition. So what's the name of it? 888-302-3684. Kenny, I mean, Richie, want to play one more of those hints, one of the clips that comes from the movie?
I could make you believe, then there'd be some hope for me. I can't. I'm finished.
I think this was the same script verbatim from the original movie, was it not?
It was,
just different characters. I think that was the way it all worked. So if you know what the name of the movie is, you help yourself to 888-302-3684, and you'll get the Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, which is the CD live of their 30-40 Christmas album, and that great chocolate that they give, the canister of chocolate mix. Woof, man, the good stuff. So what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Movie Moments on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program at 57 past the hour, trying to figure out what our holiday movie is. Clark Griswold is calling us from, where are you, Clark?
El Paso, Texas.
So your last name is Griswold, eh?
No, my last name is Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not. It's Griswold right now.
Come on. For the purposes of Christmas, you got to be Clark Griswold.
That's
yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That Chevy Chase.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
All right, so what's the name of this movie that is remake from the one in the 1940s?
I think it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, sir, it is Miracle on 34th Street. Anybody remember who the stars of the remake were? I certainly
don't. Yeah, Richard Attenborough was Santa.
Was Santa, yeah.
Okay. And, I can't think of the guy's name. He was on The Practice.
On The Practice. I don't remember him either. All right, so at least we got Richard Attenborough anyway. Clark, what are you doing this special for Christmas?
Well, actually, I'm a truck driver, so I actually will be working Christmas night. So I'm just going to open presents, eat a little dinner, and then hit the road.
So are you a local driver or are you a cross-country driver?
Well, I drive about 400 miles one way and 400 back. So I'll have to be back the next night, yeah.
So do you do like a FedEx, or you drive one of those trucks that delivers parcels and goes on the same route pretty much
every
day?
Well, I deliver furniture and appliances.
From a warehouse to a set of stores, is that how it works?
Yes, from the warehouse to the store, and then they take it to the customers that order it.
What color is your truck, Clark?
White.
It's all good. All right.
What kind of a truck is it? Is it a Freightliner?
Oh, geez,
Peterbilt? What is it?
Well, believe me, it's one that I really don't like. It's the Internet.
No. You don't like Internationals? Those engines, the DT-466 engine?
Gosh.
Oh, boy. Yeah, what kind of pants are you wearing, Clark?
Right, yeah.
Are you wearing pants? What kind of pants?
Wow.
Why not? Give the guy he can become our Christmas star of the day. All right, Clark, congratulations. You'll get the Mannheim Steamroller. You'll be able to drink that chocolate when you're on the road. Mannheim Steamroller package. Merry Christmas from Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.